Hello everyone and welcome to a long overdue episode of Bollywood Weekly. I am officially out of excuses, so I'm not going to try and make any excuses or promise that this is going to not happen again, because wo bahut ho chuka hai. Basically there's just a lot of stuff happening, so it was difficult to make this happen. But the good thing is that the Karni Sena made sure there were no other movie releases that happened. So, like, theek hai koi, there's not much that we've missed.
Yeah.
But anyway, today we're here to talk about Ittefaq, starring Siddharth Malhotra and Sonakshi Sinha. And I have with me Bharat.
Hey, hi.
And Banerjee.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
After a long
good to be
hiatus.
Back, yeah.
Yes.
It was long overdue indeed. Like, Ittefaq came like a long time ago.
Anyway, so let's just get right into it. What do you guys think of the movie?
I personally felt that there are very few films in India, at least, that I've seen or that I've heard of in the genre of detective mystery, right? A whodunit. A proper whodunit. Something close was attempted and is attempted with, that comes to my mind is by Shriram Raghavan when he made films like Johnny Gaddar, Ek Haseena Thi and all that. But they're again not slotted in the whodunit category. A pure murder mystery.
Correct.
So I think it was definitely a breeze of fresh air. And even though I have some misgivings with regard to the treatment of the film, with regard to the dialogues, with how people were characterized, but I felt the core of it, the story, the murder mystery itself, was very well woven, very well, very intriguing. And I dare say very original, you know, even though it's based on a previous film, it has a unique ending to it, which I feel kept me personally guessing till the very end.
So I think Bharat has captured most of the emotions that even I felt about the movie. Talking about the treatment that Bharat was talking about, so what I felt about the treatment about the movie is like it is very 90s in its treatment. Slightly. Like in most of the cases. Like,
it's very filmy basically. Yeah, a lot of these like dialogues. Like, but Bhushan is just there for the sake of being there.
Yeah, I mean, like, Akshay Khanna's whole character sketch is, like, taken out from, like, how I would imagine in the 90s a cop would be. Or even in the early 2000s, I don't know if any one of you have watched this film in which Nasiruddin Shah acted as, like, a cop and who runs a squad. The film's name is Encounter.
Yeah,
I've
not even heard of this
film. So, yeah, I mean, Nasiruddin Shah is exactly like what Akshay Khanna is. Like,
okay. When was the film and who was it by?
It was, I think, in 2002 or
2003.
2003. Really?
2003. It was a really good movie. Like, it's a damn good movie. It's not a very popular movie because then there are no popular faces in the movie. It's just Nasiruddin Shah is the most popular face in the movie. So just guess what the movie is.
The bar is low on that. Nasiruddin Shah is the most popular.
So that. But talking about whodunit movies, like there has been a few of whodunit movies in the Hindi film industry.
That was a great movie though.
Great film.
It's a horrible movie, guys.
I love 36 Chandra.
Like, I love the twist of it. Like, Abbas Mastan has great twists, but I don't know how they weave it. Actually.
See, whenever I see a good Abbas Mastan movie, all I'm wondering is, ki abhi tak I have not figured out where it's copied from. Because
no, but
all Abbas Mastan films are copied.
Yeah, I mean,
by default. Even Dar.
Dar is actually Yash Chopra. Sorry, that's also taken from a Korean movie.
No, I meant Bazigar.
Bazigar is a copy. What I got offended by was like actually Hamraaz by Abbas Mastan. Because that's a copy from a movie in which Michael Douglas acted. The movie's name is A Perfect Murder.
Oh, I've not heard of that.
It's a straight copy from that film. Exact same story. But the difference in the both movies is like by a huge margin. Like, I can't even explain. But the thing is, like, there has been whodunit movies, but definitely it wouldn't keep me guessing till this point.
Like, what I liked about this film is also that it's really fast-paced. Things just keep happening one after the other, and you're constantly engaged.
True.
There's no wasting of time right from the beginning of the film. They start with the point, and they just keep on pursuing. But there are small moments which are created. I don't know who created this. Was this created in terms of screenplay? Or was this created by the actor himself or the director thought that we can add this element? Like, right from the introduction of the character of Akshay Khanna, right from when he's tying the shoelace. Why I say it's very 90s treatment is like, the way the shot of the shoe is taken, you know there's something with the shoe. There's something to do with the shoe.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, guys, spoiler alert.
Minor spoiler alert.
Minor spoiler
alert. Major spoiler alert.
Not really. If you watch the film, like, it's like, you know, it's kuch to
aaya. See, it's just that you have to follow the film very carefully, follow the dialogues very carefully.
So, adding to that, I feel, see, a good whodunit is also where the clues are already in front of you.
Yes, and you have to actually
figure out.
And the best part is, like, there are so many clues.
Exactly.
That you get confused. It's like, which one is the actual one?
It's exactly like an Agatha Christie novel.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
There are so many red herrings. Red herrings basically like false clues, you know, jo aapko throw off karne ke liye dale hai. Aur aisa isme hai.
No, but there are some very funny moments. Akshay Khanna's whole character being an inspector is running in a slight humor element also. So the first thing which he does when he enters the crime scene is like, crime scene mein chai bana rahe ho. And he bashes everyone for making tea at the crime scene. And then he asks the person, like, adrak dali hai?
Elaichi
dali hai. And that is killer.
Yeah.
So in terms of acting, I would say that Ittefaq as a film, whatever business it has done, it has done a good amount of business. I feel personally that if these films are more carefully done with the casting, it would be a phenomenal movie, much better than what it was presented. Because when I see the movie, I don't feel like watching a single frame where Siddharth Malhotra is there. I don't think he can emote at all. He's being able to emote that vulnerability or trying to act or like whatever he's doing. Like there, I don't feel that. Like if he's vulnerable, or if Sonakshi Sinha is actually scared of Siddharth Malhotra, or if someone else is involved in this, you don't feel that from either of these actors. Whereas an Akshay Khanna actually surpasses both of them. But I've had discussions, fair amount of discussions, where people have said that even Akshay Khanna was a mediocre. No. But I didn't feel that at any given point. In fact, the only factor of the film that kept me gripping till the end is Akshay Khanna. Way he was investigating the whole case, and the way his mannerisms were, and the way he was trying to interact with each and every character to get the truth out.
I was really happy with Akshay Khanna's performance, especially because I was really excited when Akshay Khanna made his
comeback
of sorts in Dishoom, which was just
terrible
film.
I personally love Dishoom. And not in a sarcastic way. I believe that it's a very entertaining
film. It's my guilty pleasure.
Ridiculous film.
It's a
but
ridiculous.
Anyway, that's a whole different discussion altogether.
But something that I want to point out here is that there is a special charm in seeing people like Akshay Khanna.
Yeah.
Who've been 90s superstars, okay?
Hmm.
Playing.
He's never been a superstar.
Superstar nahi kahenge, but he was very good. Like,
he had a startup.
Yeah, people like Govinda, people like Akshay Khanna, people like even
Sunil Shetty.
Sunil Shetty. These kind of people, when they come into their own in the, you know, in our times and perform a role in the contemporary times according to contemporary expectations and do well, there is a special kind of charm. And this is true even for Dishoom. When Akshay Khanna is on screen, you can't look away. Not because he's beautiful or something, because his command over craft is so much better than others.
So that is the question you've got to ask. It's not because of a recall value of the fact that Akshay Khanna was there at our childhood times. It's
Mere
the fact. But it's also the fact that he actually engages you.
It's the fact that he is just so much better than everyone else around him.
He engages you.
Matlab, aisa lagta hai, hum log, see, when I'm watching Aa Vlog Chale, for example, I don't necessarily look at his stardom. But now when I'm looking at Dishu, or when I'm looking at Mom, or when I'm looking at Ittefaq.
He was good in Mom.
Huh?
He was good in Mom.
He was good in Mom. But what I'm
both
saying,
were very similar roles.
Very similar roles. You understand the kind of hold that he has still over the craft, over so many others like Sonakshi Sinha, Siddharth Malhotra, even, you know, the secondary actors. The
problem is that you can't call these two people also now nascent. Siddharth Malhotra has been in the industry now for like 5 years. Sonakshi Sinha has also been in the industry now for 7 years. That's a pretty long time for any actor to actually get to the skin of the characters or perform a little better than what they have been performing.
But you also have to look at what roles they've been doing, like Sonakshi is.
But I would disagree in terms of at least Siddharth Malhotra.
Yeah.
Because Siddharth Malhotra, the best performance of his till now is in Hasi Toh Phasiye Phir.
Siddharth Malhotra, I think problem is
he is a f- actor. I can't disagree with you.
I was going to use the word limited, but theek hai. Like basically that.
Like I remember watching Kapoor and Sons.
Oh my god, yeah. There's and like just
there's Fawad Khan on one end, which is he's a good actor, okay? And he's really giving it, okay? Like he's giving his best, you can see it. And this guy's being a f***ing crybaby. His character is also that of a crybaby. But that also he can't pull off well. He's like, "Arey, maine toh dikha tha na aapko." And it's so bad. It's so you can see the limits of an actor.
And,
there.
And the fact
you
know? Is that
no, and he's the problem in that film. He's surrounded by like 5-7
exactly
amazing
what
actors.
Exactly what I was gonna say. He himself. It's not his fault that he's looking mediocre.
Yeah.
It's the fact that he's surrounded by so many good actors all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like Siddharth Malhotra.
It's basically
looked,
his mediocrity comes out like just very starkly.
Evidently.
As opposed to in
so,
other films.
Yeah. But I'll tell you one thing. If you compare this thing, how an actor evolves is something that I have really observed in Alia Bhatt. So when Alia Bhatt and Siddharth Malhotra, when Alia Bhatt acted with Siddharth Malhotra in Student of the Year, I felt Siddharth Malhotra is a better actor. But with time, I feel like, okay, wait, Alia Bhatt is next level.
Udta Punjab
and Highway also to a major, like a Highway changed.
But another interesting point I think with Ittefaq is that it's produced by Shah Rukh Khan. I think it's one of the very few films that Shah Rukh Khan has produced which he's not acted in as anything. Like
yeah,
anything
I mean,
a cameo.
Definitely.
Like
even
but
in,
this was like a three-way production with Red Chillies
correct.
Dharma and
B.R.
Chopra.
Yeah.
Film is directed by his like
B.R. Chopra's son.
Grandson.
Yeah.
Hashtag nepotism rocks.
the end word. Yeah. That. But all in all, what I felt really astonished by the fact that the way they revealed the twist.
At the end. Which we won't reveal on
it
this
is,
show.
It is an absolute conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else to it.
Although I will confess to saying that I sort of saw it coming. When
no,
we...
I didn't.
I left it at the point when it was just like left and that person was let go.
Hmm.
And
correct.
Yeah. I mean, the rest is... And how he actually... Figured out how
but,
Akshay kind of figures out.
Yeah. That part I really enjoyed, but then they again unnecessarily dragged it.
That whole flight
phone
part.
Conversation.
That
and,
flight part also.
Like unnecessary. Like, but I said, like, it could have just nicely ended there and left you with that twist.
That's okay.
But,
I mean, these are small
glitches, but I really don't agree to a lot of people calling it a very mediocre film.
I was going to say, most of the reviews and performance has been positive.
Yeah.
So.
It has been positive. Not also, bad. I personally feel, this is my personal opinion. Because I have written things before, I feel that crafting a detective murder mystery at its purest is the most difficult kind of writing.
You have written yourself.
I have myself written.
Guys, if you don't know, Bharat Mishra has written this series called Shiv.
Yeah, Shiv.
Of which only two episodes have released. If you ever go to...
Released where?
Yeah, it's on Blue Pencil Entertainment. You can go and watch it.
It's like Sherlock Holmes, but my detective is called Shiv. And I've written all kinds of things, like I've written comedy, I've written this. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying I've tried I've tried writing everything, failed mostly. But what I'm saying is, I personally feel the toughest to write is a very good detective mystery. And in a detective mystery movie, there are two layers. One is the mystery itself, the other is how we present it.
Yeah, yeah.
How
that, and the latter one is the most important
most
one.
Important. That is more important than the mystery itself. How you choose to reveal information. And that has been done brilliantly in this film, dude. In fact, I would probably Agatha Christie ke maine bahut sare padhe novels. It is, if it were Agatha Christie novel, it would rank amongst the top 10. You know?
Yeah.
That way. So, that way it's a very well-crafted story.
But I think, you know what, thinking about... Siddharth Malhotra doing this kind of film, coming fresh out of like Kapoor and Sons and Baar Baar Dekho, is also something which I like. Though he hasn't performed at his best, but I like this attitude also. Or maybe he was cast because of some other reason.
So, a gentleman bhi tha beech
mein. Yeah, I mean. By the way, guys, if you don't know, I had the courage to go and watch A Gentleman because of Anna. I wanted to see Anna. But it's only at the cinema hall when I figured out that he exactly had a role of 15 minutes.
हाँ तू पिछले podcast में ही बोला
था. I mean I was really disappointed, guys. Like I went to see Anna and I had to see Siddharth Malhotra and his pathetic acting complimented by Jacqueline Fernandez.
Who is not pathetic.
Pathetic, but not pathetic in any other way, but in terms of like proper talent, she was really pathetic.
What sort of interests me more is, you know, how Shah Rukh Khan for like specifically is venturing into production. And I would like to see more of Shah Rukh Khan taking this role rather than, you know, a lead. In which has led to disastrous results in the recent past. Dilwale.
I mean, but yeah, I don't think it's Shah Rukh Khan personally doing that much. It's like Red Chillies is now just a business that's running and it has his name on it.
Like, it's interesting that you actually brought up that. But talking about that, I think Shah Rukh Khan as an individual or what Red Chillies as a company is trying to perceive in the industry is something which is very unique in the sense of like a production company like Red Chillies. Right now what it's perceiving, it's not being, is not very convenient for most of the production houses or the prominent production houses.
Yeah.
Anyways. Mm. Like, even though Fan was an out and out YRF film.
Yeah.
And I don't think that YRF is in such a bad position that they couldn't have hired an SFX team from abroad. But Red Chillies VFX was the one who did all the VFX, dude.
Red Chillies has done VFX for many Indian
Many films.
Red Chillies VFX as a standalone thing is
no, I'm like saying that, as, I'm saying when you talk about Shah Rukh Khan as an individual, what he's trying to give to the industry is actually, you've actually got to see deeper into it and what he's trying to actually produce or what he's actually trying to do in any which way. Like, I don't know if, I'm sorry, I'm just giving you random information or trivia. It's like, I don't know how many people know this, but, for Krish 3, all the VFX was done by actually Red Chillies.
That's really good.
Dude. And no matter how tacky you find it at this point of time, let me just inform you that most of those VFX was not done in India at all.
Mm.
At all at one point of time.
Frankly, I am more interested in seeing what he produces next than what he acts in.
Yeah.
Frankly.
This point of time, I've seen everything that he could have possibly done as an actor.
Maybe
there's
what
every character that he could have done.
No, there's one character he's not done in. He's playing his age, basically. He's not playing
his age in Dear Zindagi.
Yeah, Dear Zindagi mein bhi wo Shah Rukh Khan hi tha. Theek hai. Matlab, Jahangir Khan kya hai? Wo Shah Rukh Khan hi hai. Theek hai.
But Shah Rukh Khan of his age. A matured man who's giving maybe
yeah,
like
I agree with that. Shah Rukh Khan of his age, but still Shah Rukh Khan.
Very much like Shah Rukh Khan. I would like
an actual character.
Look at f***ing Aamir Khan from Dangal. That is a role that I would like to see Shah Rukh Khan in.
I won't want this
is coming from a fan, by the way. I am a fan of Shah Rukh Khan more than Aamir Khan. I would love to see Shah Rukh Khan playing a father.
But Red Chillies is producing a show with Netflix. I don't know.
They announced it in very good fashion, by the way. Did you guys see the Facebook video they put out?
Yes. With Shah Rukh Khan and Netflix chief.
Yeah, chief. Have you seen it? Pish. So it's a video.
No,
they just took out a video with the.
It was a very casual video.
Very casual, randomly. Shah Rukh Khan and Netflix ka CEO sitting next to each other and they're saying, so Shah Rukh, what do you think about when you're in the shower? Like, oh, I just think about producing the next big web series with Netflix. And he's like, what do you think about? So he's like, oh, I just think about collaborating with the biggest superstar of India on the next web series. Like, oh, so let me, shall we do it? Like, yeah, let's do it. And then
sounds damn tacky, but okay.
No, but in a better way.
When Shah Rukh doesn't.
Guys, it's not exactly this. I'll request Pish to just share the link of that video with the podcast.
I will do that, but it sounds
Bharat, you did a terrible representation of that.
It's coming from me.
Yes.
But when Shah Rukh Khan says it, it's good.
but built
his whole career.
Also coming back to Ittefaq.
And when Shah Rukh Khan says it,
coming back to Ittefaq. There's one thing after a long time I saw in a Hindi movie. No songs.
Yeah, I was very happy about that.
I was really happy about that.
Yeah.
I think...
And that contributed to the pacing as well.
Yeah, it really did.
Okay, very quick question, guys. Can you recall a whodunit before Ittefaq?
36
times. I mean, a good whodunit. I mean, come on. We can have our guilty pleasures, but a good solid murder mystery.
I have one.
Tell.
Like, it's my favorite movie from that whole era of 2000 to 2006. That's Gone.
Korn.
Ram Gopal Varma's Anurag. Korn. Yeah, written by Anurag.
Beautiful Kashyap. Film.
That is a great film. It's not really a whodunit.
It is.
Innovative.
It's
like, I mean, yeah.
For all those listeners who haven't watched Korn yet,
watch it.
Please watch it. Please do give it a watch.
Urmila Matondkar, Manoj
Vajpayee.
Yeah.
There are only two characters in the movie. And you'll be blown. Yeah, there's a third character. You don't want to say it.
Yeah.
So, please do give it a watch. It's one of the best films that have been written in the last 10 or 15 years. One of the best, as Bharat said, like a whodunit film.
Yeah.
And it'll actually blow your minds, and it actually took away my sleep. I was yeah. really scared.
Korn was a beautiful
film. I actually remember I watched this film like on, like it was coming on TV, and I watched it on TV at like 10 PM on a random Thursday night or something. Yeah. Me and my brothers, the two of us, and after the movie we were just like scared, like we couldn't like move, we couldn't do anything.
This is a whodunit movie with only two characters,
right?
I just think of the power of the two characters and the way they've acted in it.
Yeah.
That it leaves a major impact on you.
How it's written also.
Yeah.
How it's written also.
Definitely. But I'm saying that what it's written
to
get conveyed to the audience, that is what brings a lot on the visual, because when your talent is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm exactly talking about when I get disappointed seeing a Siddharth Malhotra or a Sonakshi Sinha, because they don't draw that kind of engagement into me.
Yeah.
Though the film is really good. And I feel that the film has a lot of potential, and it would have actually surpassed a lot of people's expectation, given the fact that there would have been a better cast for it.
Yeah, yeah. Another whodunit that I can think of right now, which I really liked, was Anurag Kashyap's Ugly.
Oh,
that's a great
film. And
that is actually a good
film. Even Anurag Kashyap's lesser film, which is That Girl in Yellow Boots, even though it's not like completely a whodunit.
Yeah.
It's about a mystery, and the mystery eventually gets solved. But Ugly is one which is
it's
a whodunit, right?
I think Ugly is one of those films which by the time the film ended, you just felt, I'm so stupid. How did I not see that?
Another whodunit, sort of whodunit, is Sarfarosh. I really liked it. Sarfarosh is sort of like a mystery that way, you know, like you don't know who is involved and why they're involved.
But in Sarfarosh, I don't consider it a whodunit, because by the time halftime or interval is there, you figure out what Nasiruddin Shah is doing actually.
That is a spoiler, guys.
If you have not seen Sarfarosh by now, I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Wish you were saying something.
Where does race figure in this?
Array.
But guys, are we talking about race?
My plot twist, though.
Are we talking about race one?
Race one.
That had a lot of movies into it, like a lot of English movies and Korean movies into it together, put together. But to be fair, I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I
liked. I loved the plot twists.
I
love the way Saif Ali Khan.
Dude, at the time when it came out, I was like,
I'll name one whodunit and you guys will say, oh yeah, this is the greatest. Bomkesh Bakshi.
It is not a whodunit again.
It is a whodunit, dude. It is a proper whodunit. It is a proper whodunit.
Actually, yeah.
Do you not remember the last scene, the confrontation, when they're drinking chai and he's like, sach to aapko bhi nahi pata. There's a dialogue I forget and he says,
but the thing is that, in the heart, aap
sab ke saath dhokha hua hai. Aisa, aap bhool gaye.
In the halftime, you figure who is it.
No, I couldn't.
No, not I couldn't. It's just that on the terrace when he's standing and Bomkesh comes to visit him, you figure.
But yeah, that's the.
It's not a whodunit film where you have to try and guess it at the end. Like a Korn or an Ittefaq or maybe a 36 Chinatown, though it's a f***ing film maybe. that I fell off. Those films keep guessing the last moment actually who that. For me, the last moment keeps on gripping you to keep on guessing, to keep you guessing that who has actually done it is a proper suspense film, right? Like, in the halftime view, when you're giving away on the terrace scene that there's someone standing and that someone is the villain.
Yeah.
It's not a whodunit film exactly for me. But definitely a different style of film. Dibakar Banerjee definitely is a very big fan, as he has stated in most of his interviews that he's a very big fan of Noah films.
And dude, there's a, I mean, if you can allow me a minute to speak.
Yes.
Go. There is, so I have a book and I bought this after watching Bomkesh because I loved the film.
The new one.
Dibakar's, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a collection of 3 short stories by Shorodindu Bandopadhyay, the writer of
Bomkesh.
And it's a new edition. It came out after the film release. And Dibakar has written a this thing, foreword to it. And in it, it's a beautiful foreword. Like, the entire foreword is like a, is like poetry. And Dibakar has written it. And throughout the foreword, he's talking about what is a detective. And he says, a detective, because he's smart, he or she is smart, smarter than the rest of the crowd, he will want to appear like he doesn't care. But a detective by nature is one who believes in good.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what makes a detective. Even though he might want to appear cool and suave and one with the bad guys, he always stands for truth and he always stands for honesty. And this is a characteristic of a detective. While reading this is when I started, you know, sort of characterizing my detective, which is Shiv. It is such a beautiful idea and you can apply this to anybody.
Hmm.
You can,
it's
look
a motivation.
At, you look at Sherlock Holmes, you look at Hercule Poirot, you look at Miss Marple, you look at Father Brown, all of these detectives, great
detectives. In fact, I don't know how many of you actually know about this. He's a very regional detective character, but he's very popular. It's written by Sanjay Tenida.
Huh? No.
Feluda. And also Tenida. If you don't know about Tenida.
I don't know about
Feluda is always is a more popular character than Tenida.
Huh.
But if you ever get a chance to read Tenida as a book, it's also a detective character. Please do give it a read. It's actually about a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a Famous Five kind of
thing.
Huh. But it's a larger group of friends, of which one is the clever one.
Oh.
And one who always figures out what is the problem. In India, I feel that in India and more when you read about regional stories, you actually figure out more of these kind of characters that you find, like Bomkesh Bokshi, which was written by Shorobindu Bandopadhyay at one point of time, and then got developed by first TV series and then it came to be a film. In
you
Bengali.
Know who played, do you know who played,
yes.
You know, Pish, do you know who played Felu? Nee, Felu nahi.
Bomkesh Bokshi in the TV series back in DD.
DD, Hindi TV series.
Nahi, kaun?
Rajit Kapoor? You know Rajit Kapoor?
Oh, haan, yeah.
Kala Chashma, Chashta hai.
So, yeah, and
he did a terrific job,
definitely. I don't know how many of you know Soumitra Chatterjee, the guy, he's a very famous
one.
The guy who's the Feluda, actually.
Ah, Ray.
Popularly known as Feluda, who's there in Pothir Pachali also.
Shonar Kella.
Those are all Feluda stories.
Yeah.
So, like, the detective stories in India have always been existing and there have been, like, really, really good ones. And I feel that there are more and more regional detective stories which really have to come out. And there are some Marathi stories.
Okay, so since we're talking about detective stories, which is your favorite detective film or story or something related to detective that can come to you, that comes to your mind? I have an answer ready, so I'm at a liberty to question this.
Detective film or stories, I mean, so I don't know about film that much, but like there are two TV shows that come to mind, which are both like very different in nature, which are both not Indian, but there used to be like a old BBC series about Hercule Poirot, which was Agatha Christie. It was called like the Poirot Mystery. It had some very basic name. and it was like, I think in the 80s. So it's like a very, it's not a very like production heavy thing. There's no great special effects or anything.
Mm.
It's just like a very simple, you know, storytelling. But it somehow just works and it's like really interesting and fun to watch. It's also like when I was a kid, I used to read a lot and like I used to read a lot of Agatha Christie.
Yeah, man.
So
yeah, you know,
I,
as a kid, I've read a lot
so
of Agatha
like,
Christie. And
which is your favorite Agatha Christie, Pish?
Which is my favorite Agatha Christie?
There has to be one favorite. I have a favorite.
I have one favorite.
Which is also Agatha Christie's personal favorite.
I don't
favorite.
Have a favorite of Agatha
Christie. Tough one.
Yeah. I will, for me it was And Then There Were None.
I like
beautiful
a lot.
Has anyone of
you? I'll have to say the Mysterious Affair at Styles.
Oh, I know why. Should I spoil it?
No.
It's somebody read that book also. Somebody spoiled it for me. So I have to spoil it.
No. There's no revenge game here. But who all are here who have actually played the Goosebumps book game?
I have.
Of course.
I was inspired by it.
So we should have this dedicated, I mean, I'm sure everyone should have this dedicated library class.
We all of us.
So we used to go to the library. I used to hate reading in the library. I was never fond of reading the book in the library. I would take the book home and then read it. But in the library, I used to read most of the biography books of cricketers or musicians or something like that. So one fine day, I saw my friend reading a Goosebumps book.
Yeah.
And I used to wonder, like, what is this? Like, and I see him turning pages a lot. So I asked him, what is this? Like, it's a game.
Yeah.
And I...
Choose your own adventure.
Beautiful. And I took it from there. And then for the next 2 years, I never stopped to it. because I was addicted to it.
Yeah. You guys won't
know. For me, library class was meant that.
Huh.
You guys don't know this. When I was a kid, I wrote an entire... half a book, which is like a choose your own adventure. It was called Kickoff. It was about a kid who was going through football coaching. And it was about football. And it was like a choice-based thing. So it had choices like, if you want to kick and go for the goal, read from page 3. If you want to pass to your friend, read from page 2.
It's very interactive.
Yeah, it's very interactive.
It's very engaging.
I still have that book.
Talking about that.
Yeah.
We should... talk about the trailer that we recently saw.
No. First, I want to talk about your favorite detective mystery story, book, movie.
Well, then I'll not name mine. Mine one is very regional. Actually, it's not like Feluda is a very famous character because I've grown up in a Bengali culture.
Yeah,
and we've grown up reading Feluda more or less, and I have like books of that. But I have this one thick book of Tenida. Like, I would suggest all the listeners to, like, seek out and read this character.
This is Manikta, Satyajit.
No, this is not Manikta. This is someone else. I forgot the name of the writer, actually. Tenida is a similar character of a detective character who's a very casual guy, basically.
Huh.
A normal guy.
Okay.
So, he's not a detective by profession. He's just the clever one.
Okay.
Who figures out everything. I started reading this book. It was a thick book, which had, like, about 40 stories in it.
Oh.
30 stories.
In
35,
Bengali.
30, yeah.
Bengali.
It was written in Bengali, so I took some time to read it. When I was halfway through, my brother actually suggested me to get the translation of it. So at those times, we used to go to College Street.
Ah.
And we used to get the second-hand books.
Mm. College Street, for reference, is this famous street in Kolkata.
Which has a whole street of like maybe 5 kilometers. Just books, spread books. Over with books.
Oh, wow.
Books.
The first and only time I've gone to Kolkata with my girlfriend, I went to College Street. And there's an Indian, coffee house.
There's a coffee house there. There's a historical coffee
where,
house.
Where Bomkesh Bakshi by Dibakar was shot.
Shot also. But also that coffee house has a lot of history because, when you talk about communism.
Yeah.
A lot of communist party meetings used to be held there. It's said that a lot of people from the Communist Party, when they were hiding and they had to pass on information, they would meet at coffee house and they would pass information from there. So,
rich history.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anybody who goes to Kolkata
actually
has
that
to
whole area of North Calcutta has a lot of history to it. Some dark, some really memorable ones.
So, returning
to mine one.
Tenida. Yeah?
I would say that Tenida is one of... the books that I would recommend people to read once.
For me, I think, I don't know if you guys have seen this film. It's a very famous film. It's by, an infamous director called, Roman Polanski. The film's called Chinatown.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen it,
but I know.
But,
it's starring Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
And, it's the most tragic detective story that you'll ever watch. And it also very eerily resonates with the real life story of Roman Polanski, who has been convicted as a child rapist. Right. And you get shades of that in Chinatown. And
yeah, the way he's narrates.
Yeah, it's also, it has been made into an Indian Hindi film starring Abhay Deol, Gul Panag, It's a good film.
It's a very good film.
Oh, it's called Manorama Street Art. Manorama Street Art. Oh, I've seen that.
It's inspired by... Achha. In fact, its inspiration is clear in a scene where Abhay Deol is watching a film on TV and that film that he's watching is Standing Rock. So it's an inspiration, basically. The director of NH10, I think, he directed Manorama. So,
but Manorama is one of those rare movies which...
Yeah. But Chinatown and even Memento, if you guys
watch
Memento by Chris.
Memento is a much popular and commercial.
These two films, for me, they were the ones who sort of, you know, could tell me that, matlab ek detective story visually bhi batai ja sakti hai.
But you have a special attachment with Memento.
Memento is
your favorite movie,
it's,
I think.
It's my favorite film of all time. Memento speaks to me on a philosophical level as well.
Or is it Gajini?
Gajini.
What are you saying? Like, but I thought those were inspired from...
Gajini doesn't get the point of Memento. The point of Memento is the condition of man in society, which is... And this is not me just saying this. This is true. This is in the film.
No.
The last lines in the film Memento are... If I close my eyes, do I believe the world still exists? This is the philosophy of Memento.
Those two characters, the lead characters of Memento and Gajini, had different motives.
Everything was different. Like this premise of writing on your body was...
when I watched Gajini, I hadn't watched Memento by then. It was only in 2010.
Same, same. Even I don't
see. In 2010 when I watched Memento, because my brother came across the film. And he said that, bro, ye Gajini to isse copy kiya hai. I bola nahi ho sakta.
But even when Gajini was releasing, it was like common knowledge more or less.
No,
hum log bachche the.
Yeah, main ek sand bata. People say talk about Memento, and for me it was like, kya hai ye?
Picking up on the theme of goosebumps and interactive storytelling.
Yeah.
We just watched India's first interactive trailer for Monsoon Shootout.
Yeah, man. It's good to see something really new. And when I say new, I mean it's new in every sense. New to the industry, where they're going to see an interactive trailer. Many of you might not know what an interactive trailer means. Request Vishnu to just attach the link of the trailer, maybe also some of Monsoon Shootout.
Yes, I will do that.
What I feel is that the existence of such type of content will just make... I've always said that coexistence is always good, because as much as you make good content, it's important for you to have like really massy content with you. What we call massy, and some people say crassy. But I call it massy because most of the people like it. It's these kind of films which are actually going to set the standard for the massy films also to make it somehow the better ones.
But in terms of interactive storytelling, there are quite a few series on YouTube which have done this in the past. Obviously not India. People have attempted series like, there's a series called H+. It's a science fiction series by Bryan Singer, the director of Usual Suspects, X-Men, etc. And the Wachowski sisters. They made this web series called H+, which is an interactive science fiction series. So you can actually choose which story to follow.
Yeah.
And it's been done, I think, for the first time in India by Monsoon Shootout. And it's a very interesting point of choice, right? Whether to shoot or not to shoot. It's such an integral choice. And after seeing both the branches of the trailers...
You're divided.
And I'm not... for me, the biggest question is, ki film mein kya hota hai? Ki kya wo shoot karta hai, nahi karta? Kyunki inhone to dono di cheeze dikha di. Aur film mein to nahi choose kar sakta na main. Matlab, main hall mein baitha ho to kaise choose karunga?
और सिर्फ मैं चूज करूँ तो बाकी लोग क्या चूज
करेंगे? Exactly. तो the question is कि इन्होंने दोनों चीजें शूट किया just for the trailer. पता नहीं, हो सकता किया हो.
That is what someone has to figure.
I think मतलब कुछ twist होगा like film में.
One of those interfaz situations where they show both the situations and what is the truth is revealed later.
हो सकता.
No, I mean I don't know, but like probably in the trailer like that point when he's shooting this thing may not be him shooting.
Nawaz.
वो ट्रेलर में काट के दिखाया हुआ एंड ही डज शूट समवन बट वो गलत आदमी निकलता है एंड देन ही हैज टू कंफ्रंट नवाज
दैट वुड बी रियली चीप हां though बाय द वे
बट लाइक
दैट विल बी अ डिसअपॉइंटमेंट
या
दैट विल बी स्ट्रेट फ्रॉम
पता नहीं पर ठीक है
दैट विल बी स्ट्रेट फ्रॉम माय एक्सपेक्टेशन टू हमराज बाय द वे इफ एनीवन हैजंट सीन हमराज प्लीज गो एंड वॉच हमराज ब्रिलियंट फिल्म
कहां से कहां पहुंच
क्या बोल
हमराज
if you had to rate Ittefaq, Chinatown, 36 Chinatown, and
Con,
what will your rating be?
Con is like a 9.5 out of 10. Ittefaq is maybe a 6.5. Chinatown, there, what? 2, 3.
Care?
No, Pish, I think there's going to be a major difference on your opinion.
No, I agree with the order. I don't agree with the individual ranking.
Will you do rating bata?
Con is a 9.5, I agree with. Mm. I would give Ittefaq like a 7.5 or an 8. And I would give Chinatown like a 6.5.
What the f***, dude?
To 7. Dude, I actually really enjoyed that film.
Really?
Huh.
I f***ing
like, non-ironically. Like, I really
enjoyed
that.
That's
it. Shiki.
That was
24/7.
That is the worst song in the film.
24/7.
Guys, randomly Shahid Kapoor is watching the TV.
Yeah,
in the bus.
In a bus, dude.
And this song starts playing. 24/7, I
oh, yeah,
think
that
a
was
few...
really bad. Sorry. Ek point kam kar deta hu film ka uske liye. But
anyone who can tell me who are the killers in the film in the comment section will be really nice.
The twist was, I didn't see it coming. For
yeah,
sure.
Even I didn't see it coming. But the fact is that I wouldn't want to stay till that point of the film.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I would happily watch that film.
No.
Do you remember that lighter?
You on the podcast. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
No,
anyway. We also saw the trailer of Kala Kandi.
Which is by the writer of Delivery. One of the co-writers.
He's a director also.
Of Delivery? No. Anubhav Deo.
Abhinay Deo.
Director of The Game. Which is an Agatha Christie copy.
Oh god, again. The Game is such a horrible movie.
It has Anubhav Khemna in it?
Yes.
And Abhishek Bachchan, man. Kala Kandi, I personally have a different opinion from these guys. I quite liked it. I think it's quite quirky. It might be a breeze of fresh air because, again, so I have a bias. Okay, I personally like Bollywood. Okay, I like Bollywood actors. I like people.
I take offense to that. I love Bollywood.
नहीं समझ ये कि अब जब भी मैं देखता हूँ कि सैफ अली खान गाली दे रहा है, ठीक है कह रहा है मैं अपनी गांड क्या बोलता है वो balls.
I'll jack after my balls.
Fall out, something like that. ऐसा है कि मेरे लिए मतलब सैफ अली खान पिछले 10 साल से सिर्फ ऐसे पॉलिटिकल करेक्ट रोल्स कर रहा है, ठीक है? हाँ,
नहीं ये किया ना बीच में बुरे ट्रैक्शन में ब्लैक फिल्म होनी
गो गोवा गॉन बस एक किया अभी, ठीक है? बाकी टाइम ही इज लाइक मिस्टर परफेक्ट, यू नो दिस पीपल आर बाउंड बाय देयर इमेजेस.
मतलब तू मिला नहीं ना सैफ से?
हाँ, मैं सैफ
नो वो ठीक है, मैं वो नहीं कह रहा, मैं ऑन स्क्रीन की बात कर रहा हूँ कि ये लोग ना बड़े मतलब दे आर सो कंज्यूम्ड बाय देयर स्टारडम.
I don't know why the आजकल के हीरो लोग इतना टेंशन लेते हैं अगर फिल्म फ्लॉप हो जाता है. हीरोज दे शुड लाइक कैरी अ व्हाट डू यू से
कैरी देमसेल्फ
या इन अ सर्टेन वे इन अ सर्टेन मैनर.
नहीं वो ठीक है, मैं कह रहा हूँ ऑन स्क्रीन ऑन मास मतलब हम लोगों के लिए नहीं, हम लोग तो कॉन्टेंट क्रिएटर है,
हम भी तो मास ही है भाई,
हम लोग मास नहीं है. एज सून एज यू रियलाइज दिस द बेटर. We are not the masses.
Bharat is breaking reality to me. I thought that I was a part of the mass.
We are not the masses. We are by far not the masses.
I am.
Chalo, continue.
What I'm saying is, to the masses, this is something that will be shown across theaters, you know, like across cinema halls.
Mm-hmm.
And to see him like swear or to see him do crazy shit, I personally like it.
But the fact is that swearing is not a big deal anymore. What you're talking about is not a big deal anymore.
Yeah, bhai.
Saying a bhenchod is not a big deal anymore.
कितनी बार बोला तेरे ये three khans ने? इन्होंने कभी भी, एक बार भी screen पे bhenchod बोला?
शाहरुख ने तो बोला.
कभी कब बोला?
जब हैरी मेट सीजन में बोला.
bhenchod तो नहीं बोला. कभी नहीं बोला. भाई मैं कह रहा हूँ ना कि to see these guys try out something, you know, मैं ऐसी बात करता हूँ, मैं गालियाँ देके बात करता हूँ.
सैफ ने तो गोवा वन में बोला
एक बार. एक डायलॉग.
हाँ बेंचो दिल्ली का हो.
हाँ बेंचो दिल्ली से हूँ बेंचो. बस ये बस खत्म. और वो भी आफ्टर लाइक 20 इयर्स ऑफ वर्किंग.
बट यार गाली देना कौन सा क्राइटेरिया होता है?
मैं एक एग्जांपल दे रहा हूँ. मैं कह रहा हूँ दिस इज माय फ्लॉ कि मैं आई एम अ फैन ऑफ बॉलीवुड सुपरस्टार्स एंड व्हेन दे कम डाउन टू माय लेवल आई एंजॉय इट. हाँ मतलब मेरी भाषा में मतलब बात करते हैं जब ऐसे बरखुजार और ऐसे नहीं बात कर रहे होते तो मुझे अच्छा लगता है कि हाँ चलो भाई दे आर टॉकिंग इन माय लैंग्वेज. My lingo. So I personally am attracted to the fact that Saif Ali Khan is trying out something crazy, something relatable.
Yeah, now I understand what you're saying. But
yeah, so that way I like the trailer of Kala Kandi.
Well, it seemed like a random sequence of montage. I've got to see the film till I judge it absolutely.
Mm.
But the fact is that it seemed something really funky.
Mm.
But there's a risk of pulling it off in the right way. And with the choice of actors that they've gone for, I think it's quite a gamble though.
Yeah, I just found it really random. And I don't like Seth. Like nothing about his anything that he did in the trailer really excited me.
Okay.
Like, he's just there, like, okay. Okay,
that wraps it up, yeah.
Nahi, we have been away for so long that we have somehow not discussed, Tiger Zinda Hai.
I think, I just have to say, save the tigers.
Are. Nahi, mere ko kya hai, mera, the thing is, I really like Kabir Khan as a director. I have a bias for
him. But this is,
it's not directed by him. That's what, I'm coming to that.
Oh,
so I'm saying Ali Zafar, Ali Abbas Zafar.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. So, like, he's made Mere Brother Ki Dulhan, he's made Sultan, now he's making this. I personally think it's just like a money-making exercise for Yash Raj.
Every Salman film.
But the fact is that Yash Raj as a studio is looking forward to this film to bank on it of their year-end business.
But yeah. It'll do well. I mean,
it'll do well for sure.
Also, I was
I don't know for sure or not, because if you go and see the comments on the trailer, it's not been very clear. What do they like?
Really?
People are like, they were disappointed with the trailer.
Bhai saab, hamare jo YouTube audience hai na, mere khayal se 10% banati hai.
Film audience ke liye.
Haan. Tu single screen mein jayega, log bhai 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 karenge, film chalegi. Wo definite hai.
But the one, about the trailer itself, the one thing that I found interesting is that I found this trailer to be a lot more like heavy and intense than Ekta Tiger. In what way?
But the fact is that
Ekta Tiger was there. Was like there are these all these random like fun elements and Bollywoodness inserted in there, like the whole Salman Katrina, like like wo jo trailer se at least ekdam missing hai. And the trailer is like very action heavy and like,
yeah, but the fact is that these two are being presented as like two absolutely different stories also. I don't even know that if it's a continuation of where they left from.
I think it is, no?
It seems like
but
seeing Girish Karnad and everyone seems like that.
Problem kya hai na, ye jo directors hai na, ye jaise ye ho gaya ya Manish Sharma ho gaya. Main chud Manish Sharma ki ek making of dekh raha tha, fan ki ya kisi ki. Usne start hi aise kiya. So the brief was like this.
ब्रांड है
तू फिल्म बना रहा है तू ब्रांड के लिए वीडियो नहीं बना रहा कि द ब्रीफ वाज दिस और मुझे वही सेम वाइब आती है अली अब्बास जफर से कि हाँ ब्रीफ मुझे ये मिला है मेरे बॉसेस ने मुझे ये बोला है ये बनाने को अब कबीर खान में एटलीस्ट इतना गूदा था कि वो अपनी कहानी भी बोल देता जैसे बजरंगी भाईजान या ट्यूबलाइट में देखूं तो मुझे समझ आता है कि इसमें एक स्टैम्प है कबीर खान का अली अब्बास जफर का क्या स्टैम्प है सुल्तान में मुझे घंटा नहीं मालूम ठीक है
यार भाई आई रिमेम्बर ट्यूबलाइट का पॉडकास्ट भी हम तीनों ने किया था
हाँ
एंड आई स्टिल स्टैंड बाय इट लाइक के चाहे वो फिल्म कितना भी खराब किया हो पर मुझे वो फिल्म इतनी बुरी नहीं जितनी बुरी कही
बुरी देख मैं वही बात है बुरी अच्छी अलग बात है एक चीज होती है एक डायरेक्टर का वॉइस और कबीर खान का एक वॉइस है वेरी डेफिनेट एंड आई पर्सनली फील दैट वॉइस इज सेक्युलरिज्म दैट वॉइस इज पीस
और दैट वॉइस कबीर खान के हर मूवी में
हर मूवी
एक हार्मनी होती है
हाँ
एक हार्मनी पॉइंट भी होता है मूवी का
और मैं इवन फैंडम की बात करूंगा क्योंकि मुझे अच्छी लगती है फिल्म घटिया फिल्म है बट अच्छी लगती है उसमें एक पॉइंट है जहां पे और वो ना एक हर किसी हिंदुस्तानी को टच करेगी बात कि वो बंदी कहती है और बहुत सही बात है उससे पूछता है सैफ अली खान कि तुम ये क्यों कर रही हो व्हाई आर यू डूइंग दिस शी सेज जब 26/11 हुआ था तो हम लोग साउथ बॉम्बे में रहते थे मैं और मेरे पापा साउथ बॉम्बे में रहते थे और जब ताज में अटैक हुआ तो मुझे ऐसा लगा कि मेरे घर में अटैक हुआ है और कहती है कि हम लोग वहां चाय पीने ज्यादा करते थे कहती है मुझे फिर से वो चाय पीनी है विद दैट फ्रीडम एंड इवन दो द होल फिल्म इज शिट देर इज अ ग्राउंड यू नो इट्स ग्राउंडेड इन सम सॉर्ट ऑफ इमोशन Which is the, you know that this is Kabir Khan talking.
Yeah,
If you remember the end of this film, she goes back, the ship lands.
Taj mein.
It's very random. The submarine takes them directly to Taj. She alights and she says, Chacha ji, ek chai milegi. And she drinks that chai. I'm telling you, even now, even when I go to Gateway of India, when I drink the chai, I remember that scene. Even though it's a f*** all film, it's a f*** all everything. It's a point where you know that Kabir Khan is speaking.
There are a few lines that the writer writes, or when the dialogue writer specifically writes, or something like that, or maybe how it's presented, actually creates a huge impact on you based on the story.
Or tu ek aisi dialogue bata de mujhe jo Sultan mein ho ya mere brother ki dulhan mein.
नहीं वो हम डिस्प्यूट नहीं कर रहे हैं हम मानते हैं
there's no margin of actually dispute. That's the saddest part. Like if there's a margin of dispute, you can give one person a benefit of doubt of the fact that even, शायद के ये फिल्म उसने ऐसे
किया. Even Tubelight में there is a moment which I will always remember, and this is a mild spoiler. When Salman Khan is reminiscing about his brother, and he knows that he's dead. Okay, in the war. And Tinka Tinka Dil Mera, that song is playing.
Yeah, and when he goes to Yashpal Sharma.
Yeah, but I was referring to a different moment. I was referring to the...
When he jumps.
Mm. Yeah.
And he just merges into the ashes. I'm 100% sure this is a directorial moment. This is the director's call. Director said, yaar, mere ko ye moment chahiye. Aur ye cheez na mujhe Ali Abbas Zafar jaise nahi dikhti. Theek hai? Even Manish Sharma jaise nahi dikhti.
Yeah, Manish Sharma is not actually a bad critic.
Banerjee, any comments on swag se karenge sabka swagat? And Katrina Kaif.
Yes, Katrina Kaif is hot as usual, but the song is very dirty.
Song guys, catchy,
yaar, catchy ho ya kuch bhi ho, guys, just stop picking these songs now. Like, just stop. Just putting pop culture or dropping pop culture like randomly because you want to drop it.
That I
drop it with the context.
Swag.
Swag. Swag. Swag. Swag. Swag. Swag. Swag.
Swag. Swag. Swag. Swag. Swag. Swag. Swag. Swag. Swag.
Swag.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, it's a very bad song. I won't listen to it. Like, I've heard it half a time. There's never been a song.
I've listened to it quite a lot of times.
No, yeah, but the thing is that there's never been a song that I've not listened to at all by my choice. This is one song that I've chosen to not listen. Post like 1 minute into the song, I actually called it quit.
One song that
I... If you listen to
two or three times, it changes. It's good, it's catchy, it
grows on YouTube. Yeah, I'm not dancing in that
song. Bhai, I'm telling you, literally, after 1 month, you'll dance. I'm dancing now.
गाइस भरत मिश्रा और आदित्य पिशा रेड्डी मेरे को चैलेंज कर रहे हैं और मेरे को गारंटी दे रही है. चैलेंज नहीं कर रहे, एक दोस्त के नाते बस गारंटी दे रहे हैं कि मैं इस गाने में नाचूंगा एक महीने बाद.
समथिंग दैट वी डिडंट थिंक अबाउट इज अनुराग कश्यप नेक्स्ट
मुक्काबाज
पैतरा. आई एम बियॉन्ड साइट फॉर इट.
यस, दैट सॉन्ग जस्ट ब्लू माय माइंड. ओ गाइस, ट्रिविया अगेन.
इसने इसके फ्रेंड ने देखा
है. Two of my friends have watched it.
क्या उनके क्या ख्याल आते हैं?
They actually love the movie and they've been really pushing me to watch the movie again. Yeah. Like watch the movie, and they have said that they're gonna watch the movie again. But Sandhya or Pantera is like, I saw it live, guys. I heard it live.
Oh wow.
So on Saturday when I went to World Biggest Guest List Festival, Divine and Nuclear had the closing set and they performed Pantera.
Wow.
And
also Divine was also there.
Yeah. And it was crazy. Like that song is crazy, and that song has more of an impact, which is true, more of an impact with the visuals. That song, when you hear it live, you feel after a certain point of time you drop. But when it was the video and of the same length, you don't drop at a single point of time.
Also with Ravi Kishan's voiceover, the
Ravi Kishan has a very, very, very killer dialogue. It was like, अब तुम्हें तय करना है कि तुम्हें मुक्केबाज बनना है या मुक्काबाज.
और वो ऐसे एक्शन करता है.
And that is killer. That is killer.
और कश्यप, I've always felt this. I feel better. He's better than he's an a director or an actor or whatever as a writer. He's a dialogue writer. As a dialogue writer, he's always been beautiful, and that shows through in this film. You know. How he's written the entire monologue of Ravi Kishan. Amazing, yeah.
But dude, Ravi Kishan is actually a very, very good actor.
Yeah.
And Ravi Kishan, that whole monologue that he says, and he's the narrator of the story, basically.
Yeah.
The way he says it is killer. I don't think that there are many people who can match up to that kind of maturity in the voice or that kind of a feel that Anurag Kashyap is actually wants for those characters.
Yeah. So I'm quite excited.
Awesome. On that note, we will call an end to this episode.
Rather rambling.
We made you wait, but look what you've got at the end of this. So much content. So much.
Hopefully, it's relatable. Good night, guys. Good night, guys. Have fun.
Thanks, and we'll see you again.
Happy New Year.
Sometime. I won't say soon or when, but sometime.
Happy Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy Holi. No, usse pehle to aaj ek toba. Banerjee wants to launch a new format on this show, which is classics, so we'll try it.
What is that? So, Pish and I were discussing about this, so I want to launch a new segment in PIC, which is Bollywood Classic, where we pick up one movie from 80s to
2000.
And
80s kyun? 50s tak chahte hain?
प्यासा देखने वाले कम है, प्यासा रहने वाले ज्यादा.
80s का ज्यादा मुझे ज्ञान नहीं है इसलिए.
हाँ, आपने वो फिल्म देखी है बर्निंग ट्रेन कर?
हाँ देखी है, लेकिन
बहुत ही फिल्म है. उसमें एक बहुत ही उमदा गाना है, पल दो पल करके
गाना.
चलो अगली बार. हाँ, उसके बाद. सो या एंड कॉल लाइक in each episode we'll call a different guest to talk about those classic movies and those directors and the actors in the movie and the music of the film. So we hope to get back to you soon, and mostly after the new year.
Cool. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Have a blast, guys. Don't drink and drive.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show, and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app, or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.